This is Parsha Parshas Vayishlach. We're going to go through two tremendous concepts brought down in Growth Through Torah from Rabbi Yeruchim and Das Torah on the Parsha. Number one, that it says, Vayomim Yovei Esav El Amachno Achas V'Yiko V'Yamachna Anisha Lefleita. Before encountering Esav, Yaakov divided the camp that he had into two camps. And Yaakov said, if Esav will come and hit and hurt one camp, the other one will be saved. And Rashi says on this that the reason the remaining camp would be saved is because Yaakov said that if it's necessary, I will fight against him. So Yaakov prepared himself with three strategies to deal with Esav. First, gifts to appease him, and tefillah, and war. So Yeruchim Levavitz, Zecher Tzadik Avrocha, brings from here that Yaakov did not rely on his tzidkus. He did not rely on his righteousness. And he did have betochen, but he also had to do his shtadlus, and he made every human effort possible. From here you see that the Avos HaKadoshim kept the natural laws in dealing with life situations. Ultimately, these laws of nature, what we call nature of Teva, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's laws. This is the way he set up the world. And this is not easy. You'll learn Sefer Shar HaBitochen, and Rav Miller's translation on it is beautiful, and he explains this dilemma. On one hand, to do everything that is in your own power, and still realize that everything occurs because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those two are hard to settle in one's mind, and one needs to know the right shikl, and that is how Betachin works, and even the Avos did that. As high level as they were, they did pu'ulais through the natural world and natural means, because that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants things to run that way. He brings down relating something that was witnessed about the Chafetz Chaim. A grandson of the Chafetz Chaim passed away young, and there was a tremendous avelus in the Chafetz Chaim's family. Everyone was sitting down and crying. The Chafetz Chaim, he was the Zeda of this child. Called someone over and said that food needs to be served to an entire family, because the Levai will take a long time, and the Kfura will be very late, and everyone must be sure to eat now, right away. So you see, Rabbi Yeruchim, that this is the behavior of a great person like the Chafetz Chaim. He observed the natural laws of eating. He understood that there's a mitzvah of Ashmartim, Esnafshei Seichem, like other mitzvahs of the Torah. This idea of watching your health takes place in every matziv, including when someone cholila is an oinein or an oval. And the obligation to mourn and cry over the death of a loved one is a tremendous mitzvah. But the eating and the rules of health must also be kept. And sometimes when an oval loses themselves or they can't think of it, others need to do it for them to make sure that they are eating something and they have the koiches. The Rambam Hilchos Deos brings a list regarding watching one's health, and it's one of the Hilchos Deos, it's brought down. And it's tremendous yisoid and halacha that everyone needs to take care of it. But in general, you see here, this Musa Haskel, though, is that the Avos, even though they had full emunah and betochen in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not Saiseret. They know HaKadosh Baruch Hu works in Bria. He wants us to do things naturally based on the natural order of things. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. And it's a mitzvah to do things accordingly in that teva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, and do those pu'ulais. And of course you do your tefillah and everything else also, but those pu'ulais are needed. Another yesod that Rabbi Yeruchim brings down on Vayavoser Yaakov Levadoi. Yaakov remained alone. The Medrash says an interesting thing in Bereishis Rabbah. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alone, Yaakov Avinu was alone. What is alone? Over here, alone is a positive attribute. Sometimes the word lonely is negative, but being alone very often is a healthy thing. Yes, you could get along with other people, be ma'uriv and ma'briyais, be friendly, interact, we're social beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it that way, but there's still a midah of aloneness that is a tremendously powerful thing, because every time in the tekufah of one's life, you're going to be alone many times, and you need to learn how to appreciate the value of it. And it helped Yaakov Avinu. And This also, Avraham Avinu had this also. He was alone in the world, and he became great that way. Now, Rabbi Yochanan of Ravitz brings down to understand this through what we learn in Pirkei Avos. Eizu Chacham, who is the wise man? Haloimid Mikol Adam. Who is a gibbar? One who Kavish Es Yitzray, who conquers his own negative impulses. Who is an Ashir? Hasameach Bechalka, he has joy in what he has. Who is a Kavaid? Who is a Mechubid? Who is an honorable person? Mechabed Es Acherim. It's one who honors others. The Mishnah here reveals a tremendous Yesod. The Yesod over here is that each person can obtain the most important thing in life independent of anyone else. A Chacham, for example, pick the first thing. A wise man is an individual who loves wisdom, and because of this love wants to learn from everyone, from each person who has wisdom to share. It's not dependent on him. It's not dependent on others, I mean. It's dependent on him choosing to learn the wisdom from others. Same thing with Gibber. If the strength is totally in his own muscles and his ability to be victory in war, for example, someone stronger than you could beat you, and then you're no longer strong. But the Mishnah here says, no, true strength is ability that's totally within your own power, the ability to overcome your negative tendencies, your negative impulses. It's not dependent on anyone else. It's on yourself. So we mentioned already, Chacham is totally in yourself. Gevura, the Chazal, place it that it's totally in yourself. Oishir too. Wealth is not dependent, true wealth is not dependent on how much money you have or the number of his possessions. A person could lose his wealth overnight. True wealth means b'sameach b'chalka, feeling joy with what you do have. It's in your power. It's yours no matter what the external circumstances are. Same thing with honor. If honor is dependent on how others treat you, so if they decide not to honor you, that means you're not an honorable person. You know, it's really woe to a person who's dependent on the whim of others. True honor is up to you. You are honorable if you honor others, regardless of how others treat you. All of these attributes, the Chacham, the Gibar, the Usher, the Mechubad, all of this, the Chazal teach, it's intrinsic to you. Look at the Maral in Sefer Derech Chaim on Pirkei Avos, on this Mishnah, that he also, it's Mishnah, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Aleph, he goes through this and explains this concept in a very deep way. All of these attributes are totally in you. It's not dependent on other people. And the third lesson from this week's Parsha, Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf, Tzadik Aleph Amabei, says that Yaakov remained behind to retrieve these small pachim, these small flasks. You see that the righteous has the possessions of them are more dear than their bodies. And Arizal explains this. It's very strange. What do you mean that their possessions are more important than their bodies? It means that they realized, Arizal says, that if the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them something and is giving them something, it's important for them to have it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be getting it. Therefore, because if it would not be necessary for their shleimus, Hashem wouldn't have given it to them. So they do whatever they can not to lose what they are given. They realize it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's here for a purpose. If it's given to me, I have to value it. With this understanding, we have a greater appreciation for what we have. That's part of Sameach Bechalkei too. The more we need something, the more you'll appreciate it. The more you're aware that it's measured out to you by HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your benefit, and you'll have a sense of tremendous Hakaras HaTov. So all these three Torahs are brought down in the Das Torah in Bereishis, in this week's Parsha. Agav, I just want to bring up one point. It doesn't mean you're possessive over your Nechasim. Hashem decides to remove it from you, then that's meant it's not meant to you, for you anymore. But as long as it's clear, like for example, by Yaakov, that he owned these pachim ketanim, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt it had a meaning to him. The tzaddik brings down there were sparks of kedusha in those pachim ketanim and his possessions of a tzaddik. There's kedusha in their possessions, so that's why they take it seriously, not because of the materialistic aspects of it, but because of the spiritual aspects of it. And certainly their ruchnius de kinyanim, their tefillin, their talis, and big day Shabbos have a special value to a tzaddik. Their svarim have a special value to a tzaddik. It's brought down. I read recently, Rav Yonason Steif, Zecher Tzaddik Lavracha, his daughter related this, that he had certain procedures and he had to go to the hospital for a while to get these procedures done. So before that, he used to go up on the ladder or up to the svarim shank, and he used to talk to his svarim and say, sort of, Hadron Aloch, I'll get back to you and thank you, and I'll miss you while I'm in the hospital. And he used to talk with the Tshuvas Chasam Seif, and he used to say to when he learned it, or the drushes Chasam Sefer, that when I met Hashem, you know, the Asad Love, I hope you'll be able to give me a teretz to this kasha I had on something you said here. It was very, very real to him. And I think that the last visit before, when he went to the hospital for the last time, he was margish that his end was near. He basically, to each Sefer, he bid them goodbye with tears in his eyes, giving them a thank you, thanking them, meaning the mechabrim of these svarim, of how much he gained from them and learned from them, and had a special chavivas for them. And again, here you see it's not a matter of having a physical possession. I own this, I own that. It's more a kesher of a neshama, which is easier to feel in svarim and ruchnistik in chafetzim than in gashmistik chafetzim, but still it is there. It's advice in general, agav, is that when you learn a sefer, this is a good etzah taiva for people that will give them a little more cheshik, perhaps, to learn in many cases, is that, for example, if you're learning sefer Gur Aryeh, let's say on Chumash, the Maral on Chumash, or the Maral Svarim, so when you look in the Maral Svarim and you have it and you own it, and you have to really sort of envision that the Maral, even though he lived 400 years ago, I think it's close to 500 years ago, almost, that he wrote this for you. You are experiencing what he's writing. He's teaching it to you now. He is, in a sense, your Rebbe, teaching you these things. And those very, very words that he wrote is being given over to you today. And you could develop a kesher to him, a kesher to him personally. So it's not just a matter of you're learning Torah, which is a tremendously beautiful thing, and a tzaddik's Torah, but you're mekusha to the neshama of the one of the person of the Torah that you're learning from. This famous stories about this. One of them was very mekusha to the shiurim of the Ur Chaim zecher tzaddik levracha, and he organized shiurim on Ur Chaim and so on. And what happened was, is his patira ended up on the yurt site of the Ur Chaim. Shows that the tzaddikim, even after they leave the world, they have a kesher, they have a tremendous kesher to the Torah that they left in this world, and they put their koichos into it. That is definitely a tremendous melas yosher as well. People look for segulas, and people look for different things. I know it's popular, for example, the Zera Shimshon, because he gave an open haftacha when you learn his svarim, that you'll have tremendous hatzlochi. He didn't have children that survived him, so he said, anyone who learns this l'zecha nishmas me will should be this baruch with tremendous brachas, and a lot of people are learning that, and that's a beautiful thing. You could also do this with many tzaddikim, even the ones that did not say openly about these haftachos. It's clear, there's no question that if you connect it to a tzaddik, especially masha libay chafetz, if you have svarim and you look at it and you realize these svarim talk to me more, it's masha libi chafetz, it gives me a chelik in Torah, I enjoy it, or you heard that someone's such a great person and you're mekusha to them by learning their svarim, they're a melitz yosher on you, you're connecting to their neshama, they are your Rebbe, you are his Talmud. That doesn't take away the fact that you need live rambayim of this dar to physically connect to. It doesn't take that place, but at the same time, it does have a tremendous value. You learn the Rambam's your Rebbe. You learn Rashi, that's when Rabban Shekhal Yisrael, almost everyone learns Rashi. He's your particular Yochid Rebbe as well. When you're learning a Rashi and harving over it and trying to figure it out, trying to defend it against Taisis Kasha by being Ma'ir, a Pshat, and so on and so forth, like the Pnei Yeshua did, And we in our own levels can do. We are connecting to these gedolim. We are connecting to these tremendous Eden. So again, just to recap, the yesidais of what we said in this week's parsha. Number one is taking care of your welfare is a tremendous mitzvah. Hashem wants you to work through teva to do that. To be alone is a tremendous schus also. There's certain things that you can only do alone. We explained the Perkei Avos, the usher, the chacham, the gibber, the mechubed, is based on kaychais that you yourself could do. It's not totally in somebody else. And to view your possessions as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's special matana to you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.